This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Who likes exciting things?
I do.
Baja men.
Who likes exciting things?
Baja men. Oh, what you said. All right, well, we have a fun little thing happening in January. And no, we're not having a baby. And everyone keeps saying that the three of us are collectively having a baby. Yeah, and that's coming in the summer.
I keep telling you it. You're very pregnant.
You keep eating pickles because you're very pregnant.
You are having. We'll see.
You are having this baby.
Water broke.
Did it? All right. Well, your guess is as good as mine, fella.
And your baby's name?
Patreon!
We're doing a new Patreon starting in January. And for just $5 a month, you get everything. We're going to release weekly up. You get everything.
You get to name our
get
baby.
Our baby names. You get our souls.
You get our exclusive baby names.
You get to come to our parties.
Just real quick, what was everybody's baby name?
Aaron.
My baby name was Adel.
Yeah, mine was John.
Interesting.
Oh, I thought that would be better.
Well, yours is a lie because that's not your real name.
That would be a deeper well.
But for $5, that gets you everything. We're going to be releasing new content weekly, so we're basically doubling our content. So for $5, you can listen to twice as much of us per week. Wouldn't you love that? So check us out in January. Check out our Patreon. We're going to have game shows. We're going to have road trip type games. We're going to have exclusive live content. We're going to have one-off specials. We're going to have live streams. We're going to have all kinds of stuff just for you all. $5 a month.
And you might see some special guests, some people that you might know. A certain Riddy Kitty might stop by.
We didn't get the right story.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You might see a little certain person named Kid
Riddle.
Nope,
we couldn't get Kid Riddle. And he's too big. Not to new doggy there. Don't bother.
Okay, what about J.P. Riddles? Spooky, scary, sleepy, scary witch? Could we get her?
We got nothing.
None of the characters.
We got none of them, but I will say we have recorded some things, and the hardest, you've heard me laugh really hard at JPC. What was the hardest time I laughed? Oh, when you said Twinkle in My Dad's Penis or Maria CVS. I laugh even harder at some of the nonsense that happens.
I can't believe
Patreon.
We didn't get the rights to some of the stuff because we sold KJ the rights to that stuff. And KJ was
KJ owns all the rights.
Letters was like,
we don't want you to have it.
I'm going to use this for good.
KJ started that tequila company and they're a billionaire now. So it's.
I'm happy for Letters.
I'm happy for
I'm
Letters.
I'm not happy for Letters.
I'm also happy for the letters that they sent to us that say we want the show to fail and we're bringing you down and everyone here is a monster and I'm a Van Helsing.
But this 12-minute ad has been for Patreon.
It's not an ad. We don't do it. It's not an ad at all.
We're not getting paid for this?
Oh, no.
Do we pay ourselves?
Letters is charging us for this.
Motherfuck.
So find us on Patreon starting in January. Give us $5 a month and join the Clue Crew.
Clue Crew.
Oh, I got a Clue Crew clock.
One flew over the Clue Crew nest.
Clue Crew. I'm irritating.
Hey, you hear that? You hear that creeping down the stairs? That's... Hey, Riddle. Well, I guess Santa doesn't creep down the stairs.
Wait.
Famously, no, he doesn't.
What do you have, some sort of upstairs fireplace?
Is he coming
the
from
the fuck would
attic?
That be?
Listen, in my household, Santa would come in through the front door.
Okay.
Go up the stairs.
Sure.
Check on the kids.
But what?
Kids are asleep? We're golden. What he does then? He opens the upstairs window, crawls out the window, scales up onto the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Clatter. A lot of clatter. Then he goes down the chimney. Haha, surprise, fat man in the house. Now, if you check on the kids and they are awake, what happens then? is a brutal act of violence.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think Santa should be near the bedrooms at all.
No.
I think he should come in, put the presents down,
he's actually
get
been
out.
Warned the bedrooms are off limits.
Santa famously has...
Well, there's a tree in there. I don't care. I don't care if there's a tree in there.
Santa famously has everyone's keys. Santa famously has any house in the world, even if you live in a tent, Santa has keys to that.
Do you think Santa is a janitor with one of those jingly belts of keys?
That's what we did in my Santa house because we didn't have a chimney. We didn't have like a fireplace. So my parents were like, well, leave this key so Santa can get in.
All right. If this is a contest for who was more poor, there's no way you're going to win, Boston. Okay?
Well, we would hear Santa or see his footprints in the dirt because indoors we had no floor. So just dirt.
No floor and door.
Santa has keys for that. Hey, welcome everyone. It's Sleigh Riddle Riddle.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.
Oh, boy.
I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Reith.
Oh, shit. Aaron did her Christmas day, but we did it.
Oh, boy.
I am John St. Nick Cohen. That's awful.
And I'm Adel what's the berry you kiss? Cranberry? What's the one you kiss under?
You kiss under the cranberry. That's... you kiss under a mistletoe. Are you trying to put that into your name?
Yeah, mistletoe Rafi.
No.
Oh, we're doing names that
would sound like it.
You know when...
Would cranberry even work?
You know when someone's drinking an ocean spray and you're like, gotta kiss them?
I always kiss people when they have a mouthful of ocean spray. Not intentionally, but it just works out that way. That after I kiss them, I'm like, is this cranfusion?
Isn't it wild that cranberries grow in a bog? Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
Bog spelled backwards is God.
Wade Boggs was a god of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
When I did the ocean spray tour when I was a kid, they...
Wait.
What?
Full stop.
Yep.
You went on tour with
Full
Ocean
dead stop.
Yeah, I played bass. I had to stop going on tour with them, though, because I got really messed
what
up
What was
on
Ocean
drugs.
Spray's big hit?
Cran apple. More
so this,
like...
This was... Well,
I hate
it?
My mom.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, of course, Ocean Spray was Billy Ocean and Frank Ocean in the few years that they overlapped in the music industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, it makes sense now. You went on a tour of the processing plant.
Yes, and I... A woman had to tell me to stop taking the samples.
A woman that worked there?
A woman. She was like, you're going to get yourself sick. Oh. I was like, I know what I'm doing.
Humans are not meant to consume this much cranberries.
Oh, I was like, I've been training
honey,
for this my whole
nobody
life.
Here eats the cranberries. They're garbage.
Oh, it was the juice. I was just taking shots and shots and shots.
I hate cranberries.
Oh, I love cranberries.
I hate cranberry sauce. I hate it all.
I don't mind the Cran Raz LaCroix. That's the only cranberry that I can do.
Fancy, fancy boy.
So I like it's a contest I love to LaCroix. See who's richest, and JPC's won again.
It's free at my work.
our little prince loves LaCroix.
Okay. I'm a little LaCroix boy toy, and I'm proud of it.
So this is our Christmas episode. It is Sleigh Riddle Riddle. For this episode, Aaron Reith is going to be... ham.
You eat
Santa,
ham for Christmas.
Old ham.
Old
Did
ham.
Did we do that before for Thanksgiving?
Yes. You eat it for both. Okay. Old man
old
puzzles.
Saint Nicopas. Food.
Can you believe it? We figured it out really
old
quick.
Old Saint Nicopas.
And what we're going to be doing special for this episode is as the riddles go on, we'll be slowly unwrapping ourselves as a present for the listeners.
Wait, I'm sorry. We didn't talk about this. We're doing strip riddles.
I can't hear you. I'm just roaming.
We're doing strip riddles.
You know you're in college. You get drunk. You do strip riddles.
Strip riddles would be such an awful game.
Nerdy.
If you are in college and you're playing this, you're listening to this podcast, do try to bring up strip riddles with your friends.
Old Cran.
That's
berry
good.
Puzzles.
Old cranberry puzzles. Nope, that's it. That's it.
Old
First
man
idea.
Presents.
Nope.
Here we go.
Old man presents. Old man spray. Presents is better.
Okay. So I'm old man presents, and I can't wait to get into the Christmas spirit. Mm-hmm. I have lots planned, so let's settle in. Let's do some warm-up Christmas riddles. Are we ready?
Okay. So for warm-up Christmas riddles, these are, can we call these stocking stuffers?
Oh, yeah, we can.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Cool.
And you're going to hate all of these. I'd stake my life
well,
on
Well, has
it.
Anyone ever gotten a stocking stuffer that they enjoy?
No, I usually get those books of Lifesavers. It's like, oh, it's a little book, and then you open it up, and it's Lifesavers. You ever
what?
Get those?
That's
can you not read?
it's a thing in the 60s, I guess.
You used to get Pez in my stocking.
Oh.
Remember those Remember Pez?
I remember I went to
and now kids just get Snapchats.
Yep. That's
we would get nothing in our stockings, like candy and stuff. And I remember I went to my friend's house in high school who was rich.
Name that friend.
I don't have to. They died. No, they're still alive. Maybe. We don't talk. But I went to their house and they had like an iPod in their stocking. I was like, an iPod for me would be like my Christmas gift. And that was like their like throwaway gift.
Oh, cute. An iPod. Put them with the rest.
And they put them with, honestly, put them with the rest. Yeah, but guess what? His parents got a divorce. My parents have been divorced forever.
Speaking of parents getting divorced, let's celebrate Christmas.
Here we go. What did Mrs. Claus say to Santa when she looked up in the sky?
What did Mrs. Claus?
I want a divorce.
I want a divorce.
I want a Chris divorce.
You work one day a year. I'm tired of watching you waste
what
your life
did
away.
She say to Santa when she looked up into the sky?
Yeah, so Mrs. Claus, she's looking at the sky. She mm-hmm. leans over to Santa and she says...
Oh, I think I got it.
What?
Would it be something she would say if she also put out her hand?
I don't know.
Oh, not in a sexual way.
No, is she, I have is no idea. I don't, it didn't I, mean I'll, that.
Is she looking at the sun and she says, I want a son. Why can't you give me a boy?
I was going to say that she looks up into the sky and she says, rain, dear. Like it's pouring rain and Santa's her.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, it is right.
Looks like rain, dear.
Well, I was going to say, if she put her, people put out their hand in movies when they feel rain, even though it falls on your face and head and top.
People do that in movies? I guess I've never
noticed.
I feel
like people in movies, when it's raining, it's landing on them, but until they put out their hand, they don't recognize it.
Oh, people in movies.
What do people in real life do, Adam, huh?
Put out your tongue, catch some of those
I guess I've never seen
snowflakes.
People in movies because
I've
only
seen
on
my joke.
Dogs.
Catch some of these deconstructed snowflakes. Don't ever step on my joke.
Oh,
I can't believe we missed deconstructed snowflakes. I do want to see a scene between a despondent Mrs. Claus and a completely oblivious Santa Claus as they are standing outside discussing their marriage and their future.
Can we switch roles?
Yes. So, Aaron, I would like you to be Mrs. Claus. And
no. I want to play. I never get to play dudes.
So arrogant of you to assume that you would be playing.
You pointed at me.
They don't know. They don't know. Yes. Aaron, you'll be playing Santa Claus, yeah. And Adel, you would be playing Mrs. Claus.
And what do I want?
You're despondent.
Okay.
With this marriage.
And that means...
Okay, cool. Context clues.
Stop it.
What?
Stop it. Put on your fucking pants.
I've got a little bit of a buzz going. Come on, let's dance.
You're drunk. Nobody wants to dance. With
oh, yeah. Did
Todd,
you see me
Todd,
in the sky?
Todd.
Did you see me? Yeah.
You don't fly, okay? Your reindeer haul your fat ass across the sky.
What?
I'm tired of you. Did you know that? Did you know that last night you came home drunk, bragging about how you ran over someone's grandma?
Yeah. Eggnog, spiked eggnog. People leaving me cookies and eggnog, and I'm drunk.
What is wrong? Where did this come from? I settled down with the nicest, kindest, sweetest, gentlest guy I've ever known, and you've turned into this parody of yourself. You're like Jack Nicholson in The Departed. You're just playing yourself.
That's such a good movie.
Oh.
That's one of the best. That movie and Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints is okay at best.
Aaron, I'm going to give you a quick line read. This Santa is not from Boston. This Santa does not care about Boston. I want you to stay what you, do what you're doing. Do what you're doing. This is just JPC breaking into the scene. This is a first for the show. This Santa does not like Boston.
Okay, got it. Totally clear.
You good?
Ho, ho, ho. Duck boats. Duck toys. Oh. Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
Oh.
The Science
Todd,
Museum.
Todd.
Legal seafood.
Todd.
Yeah.
I've met someone.
Oh, is it one of the elves?
No, it's Dominic the Italian Christmas donkey. Dominic, get in here.
I'd rather not.
And he's a Dracula.
Come here. Look me in the eye. Do you think you're better than me? Look at me.
I might be an ass, but you're a jackass.
That's right. Dominic thinks you're a jackass. And Dominic, the Italian Christmas donkey, what are you making me in the morning?
In the morning, I'm making you the waffles.
Why? I thought you were going to make me some pasta.
You look like my reindeer, except you can't fly.
Everybody eat my Italian donkey ass.
And Christmas. And here comes comes the second warm-up riddle. Legal are we ready?
Seafood. I just love how Aaron cannot help but be like, Boston's mentioned? Boston's great.
I was just thinking what I...
Here we go.
Like, a guy's room.
Move on.
Like, what their horrible posters are.
Legal Seafood to me is the funniest name for a restaurant.
Yeah, it's and ridiculous.
And I went there and it was okay.
Well, I like it.
It's in airports.
Is it?
There's a Legal Seafood in the Boston airport. Mm-hmm. I've been there.
What does a snowman like to eat for breakfast?
Oh, okay. So rural people like to eat ass for breakfast.
Waffles. I feel like it's waffles.
So a snowman would eat ash?
Ash.
I'm having a lot of fun.
Carrots eats... so many carrots.
No, carrots is his nose. His eyes is coal.
His hat comes to makes him come to life.
Buttons made out of coal.
He's going to scarf down some eggs. And scarf is spelled the way most scarf
snowmen,
is always spelled.
Most snowmen have egg allergies.
Oh.
Rice.
Mrs. Snowman.
Rice. Rice.
No. Rice.
Most of the free world eats rice.
That's
for
true.
All meals.
Does the snowman do intermittent fasting? Because if that's the case, yep. Doesn't eat breakfast until after 10 a.m.
I'll give you a hint for this warm-up riddle. It's a cereal.
Adnan Syed.
Yep.
Bo Burnham. Who's the season two guy? It's not Bo Burnham. That's a famous comedian.
No, it's Bo Burnham.
Yeah, it's Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham
went to war.
Bo Burnham deserted.
Came back hilarious.
I like that Bo Burnham special, but he definitely deserted the Iraq War.
The answer is obviously Frosted Flakes.
Yeah,
Frosted
there
Flakes,
you go.
Yes.
They're great. Which the guy who voiced Tony the Tiger also voiced the Grinch, which is
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Are we ready for another one?
Remember, Tony the Tiger would always be like, "Somebody stop me!
They're great. Do not go in there."
I'd like to ask you a few questions about the cereal.
What do elves learn in school?
All right, labor? Science, religion, elf religion, religion, elf
what?
Religion.
Okay, JPC, I want you to do, just give me the first line of whatever their version of the Bible is, the elf Bible.
In an elf voice.
Okay, the first line of the elf Bible in an elf voice. In the beginning, there were cookies.
I'm so glad I asked. And then it just gets darker and darker for there.
And then years of plague and pestilence.
One ring to rule them all. One ring to bind them.
The first elf board was sacrificed to appease the dark god. But did it work? No, 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 no. Welcome to Disneyland. Okay. What is the question? What did elves eat for breakfast?
What do elves learn in school?
What do elves learn in school? Bullying.
Carpentry. Workshop.
That's a reasonable answer.
Yeah,
then
so
let's move on.
Because elves work in the workshop.
It's more of like a play on the word elf, if I'm being honest.
Oh, okay.
Social stud elves.
What do elves
elfistry.
Elves learn in school?
Biology elf. Mathemelfix.
Mathemelfix.
Now think of like a little kid
That's
elf.
That's what Stifler studies, am I right?
What are one of the first things elves learn when they go to school? They're little five-year-old elves.
Oh.
They learn to count, and then they learn the...
A, B, shelves. A, B, C, elves.
What is that called, though?
The alphabet. Alphabet.
There Alphabelf. You go.
Alphabelf.
Oh, it's so graceful.
Yeah, I want to get you back on the road, but your alphabet is broke, so...
How much is this going to cost me?
We can
two
order
cookies?
The bar.
Three cookies?
Why are Christmas trees bad at knitting?
No fingers.
Trees.
Yeah,
easy.
Yeah.
Because...
they forget to knit.
Oh, that's way funnier than...
They
the
get a little,
yes.
They get a little tinsel in their fingers.
Tinselitis?
Tingle. Yeah, tinselitis.
Tinselitis. Oh, I've got tinselitis. Why are Christmas trees... What is it?
Why are Christmas trees bad at knitting?
Oh, boy.
Why are Christmas trees ornamental...
Branch.
They can't branch out.
Ornamental.
They branch...
Think of
Davidian.
A part of a Christmas tree.
Trunk.
Other parts.
Top. Branch.
Spindles.
Spires?
Conifer. Seeds. Roots. Is this something that you put on a Christmas tree, like tinsel or ornaments?
No, it is part of
branch?
The branch. It's what are their leaves?
Bark.
Christmas trees have pines.
Pines?
Leaves. The green part.
Pines.
Pines.
The green.
They have no needles.
What are
your
fucking
needles.
Leaves on
because
a Christmas tree?
Because they always drop their needles. Yeah.
Well, that's Christmas. The same with a heroin addict.
Oh, that, my God. That mm-hmm. means the tree has died. Mm-hmm. What a dark riddle for Christmas.
I'd like to see a scene. Mm-hmm. JPC, I want you to play a dying Christmas tree.
I'm always playing a ghost dog.
And I said dying Christmas tree.
I heard what I wanted to hear.
And Aaron, you're going to play the young woman on Christmas Day who's just... That tree was everything she had. That was the only family she celebrated Christmas with was this tree.
Come on. Come on, Peter. Wake up. Don't leave me like this.
I'm sorry, but my time has come.
Peter, what happened? You were fine. Peter, wake up.
You didn't water me. You know you have to water me, right?
What? No, you're only... What?
Yes, I mean... You the little stand at the bottom that you put me in, it has to have water in it. You...
I don't think so, Peter.
What? I think I fucking know pretty well.
Peter, you remember when we first met? Let me hold you in my arms while you're dying, remember?
Yeah, when you had a man chop me down and bought me for $20. Yes, I remember.
You were a steal, Peter, and I thought your proportions as a tree would fit right into my house. Remember, Peter?
Susie, can I level with you? Mm-hmm. You're going to... ruin a lot of relationships in your life.
We take you to the ER. Ma'am, is this your tree?
Yes.
I'm sorry to say that the tree has passed. I tried to inject the tree with an antidote for aging, but being a doctor, I dropped the needle. I'm always dropping needles.
Are you sure that I'm pregnant with his baby.
Oh,
and
that,
I can't raise this baby alone.
That is... been such a common occurrence today. That baby's not going to come
Are
out
you
easy.
Laughing?
No, it's just it's taking.
Pardon me, doctor. Do you have a moment?
Yes.
As the hospital administrator, it is my duty to inform you that you are fired.
Well, that's fine. I'll just retreat to my bedside manor.
So it's this kind of stuff that
it's a manor I bought.
It's this kind of stuff that is the reason why you're fired. It's your little
I'm
jokes.
Kind of funny as hell.
It's your little puns and your little jokes. And you got to be the most clever doctor in the room.
Nobody respects Dr. Bo Burnham, huh?
My sap just broke. There's sap all over the ground. I'm going into labor right now.
I'm stuck.
And Christmas.
All right, here's
bedside
one more.
Bedside manner. You just had that ready, didn't you? You
been waiting.
You old so-and-so.
I have one more warm-up riddle for you.
One more what?
Warm up by
stocky
the fire
stuffer.
Riddle.
Stocky stuffer.
No, I like this one being a warm up by the fire riddle.
This one is the one you'll hate most of all.
Mm. Oh, interesting. So it'll take Adel's place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. we're all laughing because hey, we know it's true.
Oh, I love it here. What do you call a person who is afraid of Santa Claus?
Jew.
Smart.
Oh God. A kid.
Is that the answer?
Knows he comes up the stairs. No.
Oh, someone who's afraid of Santa Claus?
Mm-hmm. A scaredy Claus.
So glad you... come on. Someone's scaredy Claus? Santa a pregnant Claus. Claus.
Pregnant pause.
Someone who's afraid of Santa Claus?
Someone who's afraid of Santa Claus. What are his other names? Jolly Saint Nick, Old Man Prezzies.
Old Man Prezzies.
What are some other names for Santa? It's got to be
what
a pun
do you call
on his...
someone who is afraid of Santa Claus? An anti-clause.
Ooh.
Anti-disestablishment closetarian.
There you go. The longest word in Christmas. Can we get a hint?
No.
Okay. Well, we had to
well,
ask.
We know we're going
to
hate
well,
this
Well, it sounds like a fear of something else.
Oh, something phobia. Yeah. So arachnophobia. Mm-hmm. Santa phobia.
Is arachnophobia the first phobia?
You're so
phobia?
Close. You're saying Santa phobia.
Santa Clara phobia.
No, what's Santa's...
Claus. Phobia clause. Clausophobia.
Clausophobic. Claustrophobic.
There you go.
Oh.
Ugh.
I like it.
Yeah, why not?
Actually, let's do one more warm-up riddle. You'll get
Aaron,
this right away.
I want to hate it.
And I do.
And I do.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Really quick.
Yeah.
What does Santa do in his garden?
Fuck.
Yep. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. You're right. We would get that
right
away.
Plants Santa shells. What is it?
Ho, 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 ho.
Oh, it is.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho.
He ho, ho, hoes.
Okay, we're going to play a bunch of fun little quizzy trivia Christmas games. Can I get a yes, please?
Yes, please.
I can't believe I got you to do that.
Me neither. Before we kick off into these Christmas quizzes and pistols, let's take a little break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hey Riddle Riddle with Adil Rafai, John Patrick Cohen, and Aaron Keefe.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself. If you know,
of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay? If I start
whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving, you better shave your hair. How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, no, good note, good note.
Mm-hmm. JPC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year, and now it's thousands.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
to an ancient book of evil. Yeah, so she's and not going to be
She's in
able
a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this... trying to get Erin out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right mm-hmm. now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Erin's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
And we don't know. We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, right. And I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best night's sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody's unique, mm-hmm. and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, mm-hmm. we all lay on this bed, and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night, and if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they surely will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books.
Kringle
I saw
bells.
Three ships come sailing bells, in on Christmas Kringle Day all the way. The
and I don't know any songs. The only one I know is the one about,
it's cold, let's have some sex. Oh. Don't leave here, mm-hmm. let's mm-hmm. screw. And it's like, that one's the bad one, right?
Yep. I think if you were a Christmas song, JPC, you'd be Santa Baby.
That's is that the bad one that I was singing?
No, it's the even oh, somehow even creepier
Santa one. Santa Baby's the one with the little baby voice. It's
Santa
like, Santa Baby.
Here's
yeah. my secret. My whole like last 10
I'm
years.
I'm always angry.
I'm always angry. The whole last 10 years of my life, anytime I hear a word or several words that have a certain tone to them, I sing them to the song of Santa Baby.
Well, like can you give me an example?
So if, you know, if I were to say like, crispy apples, like if someone's like crispy apples, I'd be like crispy apples, hurry down the chimney tonight.
Is this like a way to remember crispy apples or just as
it's
like
just
a way
a
that
sickness
I
have?
Yeah. Mm. I'm familiar with ways that my brain is broken.
So if someone's like, you listen to that new Papa Roach album, like Papa Roach. Mm-hmm. You know how people call Papa Roach, Papa Roach?
No, mm-hmm. I do.
Or Pavarotti. Pavarotti.
Pavarotti.
You know that Pavarotti used to be in Papa Roach.
Mm-hmm.
When it was Papa Roach.
Eggs and bacon. Yeah. So anything that just fits that.
If it's eggs and bacon, I'll be like, eggs and bakey, get inside my tummy right now. Yum,
yum,
yum.
Yeah, okay.
So it's that kind of stuff. But it's nonstop to where.
And then everyone gets up from the brunch table and doesn't talk to you for several weeks.
But it's to where the people in my life are like, please,
Please don't. Please
so
stop.
if you have like a series of words like that that reminds you of Santa Baby, please tweet Addle a suggestion for a therapist.
Here's what here's
it could be a local, it could be Skype, whatever. If you have that, please tweet that to Addle. He just needs the help, and he could use every ounce of it.
Here's the when we first came up with it. I mean, it took.
When we first came up with it?
Well, I guess when I first said it, but it took root in my brain. When we said Riddy Kitty, like, Riddy Kitty, hurry down the chimney to ride. So just know that that's always taking place in my brain,
hey,
and it can't be turned off.
Known and immediately forgotten, my friend.
So I am a thief, and I have stolen from Addle. Remember Riddleween? Is that what it was called?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Whatever our Halloween episode was.
Hey, spooky, spooky.
Hey, spooky, spooky. this is sort of what we did. So I'm going to do a couple of movie-based, Christmas movie-based quizzes.
Oh.
Ooh, that's great.
And the first one, I'm just directly stealing from Addle.
Okay.
So the first one is I'm going to tell you a line from a Christmas movie.
Okay.
And you're going to tell me what the movie is.
It's not stealing. We're all partners here and we can freely share.
I'm so Scrooged.
Nice.
Aaron, it is too late. But would you rather the show be called Slay Riddle Riddle or Slay Jingle Jingle? Think about it.
I'll think about it. I think Slay Jingle Jingle, because that just is nonsense.
It's too late.
Okay.
It's far too late.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
That is from...
Christmas Story. Christmas Vacation.
You'll shoot your wings off.
Wait, what are we doing?
I'm going to give you a line from a movie. Yes.
It's a Wonderful Life. Okay. That's the one that glorifies suicide?
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Snow, 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 snow.
Canadian rapper.
Frozen.
No, it's being sung, though.
Frozen.
Snow, snow, in snow. Farmer.
Can she hear me? Is my mic on? Frozen.
Snow. It's frozen. No, it's not Frozen.
Snow, snow, snow. That could be any Christmas movie ever
All right,
made.
I'll give you, this is another
Can you
line
sing
from
it?
That
Can
movie.
You sing it?
I'm doing it.
Okay.
Snow, snow, snow.
Describe
snow.
The person who's singing it.
Four people are on a train, and each of them are singing.
Murder
Speed.
In the Christmas.
Speed
Bing Crosby
3.
Is one of them.
Oh,
Danny Kaye's one.
I just saw this. A White Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I just saw that for the first time last Christmas.
I love that movie. Okay.
And Danny Kaye is America's clown.
This one should be obvious.
I don't know
I
how
love
to respond
Danny
to that.
Why am I such a misfit? I am not just a nitwit. Just because my nose glows, why don't I fit in?
It's got to be something with Rudolph.
No, it's a drunk.
Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, you got it.
That's just the name of that movie?
Yeah.
Christmas sucks.
Let's do it. Let's go get the shit kicked out of us by love.
Grease 2.
Go.
Yep, Grease 2. The famous Christmas
let's
movie.
Let's do it for...
Let's do it. Let's go get the shit kicked out of us by Love.
Love Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That movie sucks too.
I love Love Actually.
Yeah, sure. You're a simpleton.
When that little kid's running through the airport to stop that much older girl.
It's made for dum-dums like you. Guy with the signs outside of her apartment.
Wait. Before you go on, there's a quiz just about that movie. So
oh, really?
Just hold on to your butt.
What does sign number 4 say?
Yeah. What's sign number 4 say?
I'll be back.
I'm just a man standing in front of a man. Cannons.
Yep.
A man in black.
The next line is, I was wrong when I told you that, Susie. You must believe in Mr. Kringle and keep right on doing it. You must have faith in him.
A Christmas
this
koozie.
Is going to be a miracle on a 34th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was named Susie in the old days.
Sometimes you just have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
I think a waiter Present. Told me that.
Sir, I said you need to pay your check. We are closing.
There's a waiter at the Cheesecake Factory in Minneapolis. He hit me as hard as I've ever been hit. Sometimes you have to slap. What is it?
Sometimes you have to slap them in the face just to get their attention.
Best Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard.
Bruce Almighty.
Nope. Scrooged.
Frickin' A.
Bruce Willis Almighty.
When the thermometer gets all reddish, the temperature goes up. And when the temperature goes up, I start to melt. And when I start to melt, I get all wishy-washy.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Frosty the Snowman?
I'm not hot. I'm just drawn that way.
Yep, is it?
You got it.
Nice.
This is an easy one. I want an official Red Ryder carbine action 200 shot range model air rifle.
That's Christmas Story, right?
Mm-hmm.
That one's the one that just plays incessantly all day, every day on Christmas when you're my family. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And that, so it's from my family.
TBS or TNT.
Very funny, very drama.
Oh, the silent majesty of a winter's morn, the clean, cool chill of the holiday air, and an asshole in his bathrobe emptying a chemical toilet into my sewer.
That's going to be Chevy Chase as Clark Griswold talking to Randy Quaid, who has since gone bananas.
Oh, yeah, he's full grown. He full grown.
In what movie?
A Christmas Vacation.
Mm-hmm. Next one is, hey, I'm not afraid anymore. I said I'm not afraid anymore. Do you hear me? I'm not afraid anymore.
It.
That's Frozen.
No, it's It. That's legit a line from It, so I don't know what this is, but I just saw that movie recently, and that's a line from It.
I'm not afraid anymore.
The clown eats his finger.
Elf.
No. Here's another hint.
Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Mm-hmm.
For those who aren't in the studio, Aaron
ate an entire pizza.
I did eat an entire pizza today.
Aaron reached into her bag, pulled out a tarantula, dropped it on JP's face, then hit him over the head with a can of paint.
She bonked her head with a bowling ball real hard, and she instantly knew what it was.
Crushed up ornaments, put it at our feet, made us walk over them, heated up the doorknob.
She shot us all with a Tommy gun and called us a dirty animal.
I burned the roof of my mouth today because I didn't wait for my pizza to cool. I needed it so bad.
That
so
is
that's
a
where
line
I'm at.
From the sad, sad movie,
yeah.
Aaron's Life.
Yep. I do that all the time with tea, except I didn't fucking need that tea. I actually hated that I had to drink it.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes, the SpongeBob movie.
This one's really long. I'm just going to read the end.
Just read every third word.
Oh, God, no. You hate Christmas. You're going to steal it. Saving Christmas is a lousy ending. Way too commercial. Action.
Action.
Truman Show.
No.
Yeah, Truman Show.
This
I'm doubling down on that.
Here's your motivation. Your name is Rudolph. You're a freak with a red nose and no one likes you. Then one day, Santa picks you and you save Christmas. No, forget that part. We'll improvise. Just keep it kind of loosey-goosey. You hate Christmas. You're going to steal it. Saving Christmas is a lousy ending. Way too commercial. Action. Way too commercial. Sorry.
I keep checking to see if there's any recognition in KJ's face when we read these. And I'm pleased to announce they haven't gotten a single fucking one of these.
I'll tell you what that one is.
This is a sly
Who
smile
hates
now.
Christmas? This is easy.
Who, Grinch.
Yeah.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And then this is the last one, and it's obviously obvious. You did it. Congratulations. World's best cup of coffee. Great job, everybody. It's great to meet you.
A Folgers commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, have you seen that Folgers commercial, by the way, where the brother comes home and
Everyone's seen that commercial.
The sexual tension
and everyone's
commercial.
Everyone's made the same joke.
I don't have a joke for it. I just was sharing a
1997
moment.
Called.
I would say that's one of the most romantic commercials of all
it
time.
It is one of the most romantic
you
commercials
are from
of
Boston.
All time. But, you know, but they're actors, those people. And if I were paid to act like I wanted to fuck my brother, you could bet your ass I'd be cashing that check. Ha.
And we're going to take another break for our sponsor, Brotherfucker.
Oh, God.
Brothersonly.com. That could be a thing. I'm sorry?
Oh, so I have more games. I was wondering if you'd
like
to play
some
games.
Wait. What's the answer to that one? I really don't know. Is it really a Folgers commercial?
Oh, it's Elf.
Oh.
Congratulations. World's best cup of coffee.
I like that Aaron was willing to just move on and be like.
Oh, I thought that you knew it and you were just.
No, I've never seen Elf. I've barely seen any Christmas movies. I know I've seen parts of A Christmas Story because it's been on like in the background for my whole life. But if you were like, hey, let's watch a Christmas movie, I would instead just leave.
When I first moved to Chicago, I was, don't freak out when I tell you this. I was an extra in the movie, now I can't remember the name of it. The
what?
Movie with Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
The Breakup.
I just watched that movie
on an
airplane. I was an extra
airplane.
In The Breakup, and two things happened to me of note. I was in many scenes over the course of many weeks, and it was very sad to shoot this. The first scene I was in was at Wrigley Field, and as I was an extra, I waved at Jennifer Aniston, and she ran up to me and hugged me because she thought that I was someone she knew, and she was very tiny with a very large head. And the other thing of note is that while we were shooting a scene at the Riviera, I got put front row for a concert with the old 97s playing.
Yeah.
So I was in that scene, and the camera was going to be on me like jumping up and down, cheering and singing along to the songs. And then the guy who is Ralphie in Christmas Story was directing the movie, and he saw that my shirt had a little American Eagle logo on it, and he came over and he goes, what's that? And I go, it's a logo. And he goes, you have to leave. And I go, what? And he goes, we can't have any logos in the shot. And I go, I can take off the shirt. And he goes, no, it's too late, leave. So he ruined my life.
Wait, he fired you?
I didn't get fired.
I think that would have been your big
I had to go. I had to go to the like the balcony or the very back. I was supposed to be like featured fan. And that guy, I forget his name because it's really drastically changed my life.
Yeah.
I blocked it out, but he fucked me.
Yeah, don't wear a logo, dumbass. You fucked yourself. I just watched this movie on an airplane because it's on Netflix now. Mm-hmm. It does not age well. Like, Vince Vaughn is bad in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's nothing redeemable about him.
The scene at the Riviera afterwards, there's a scene at takes place where like someone in the background is selling posters and merch. That's my sister Sadia.
Really?
Oh, cool. Yeah.
You were both extras in that movie?
Oh yeah.
That's awesome.
That's how we first met.
All right.
That's funny because that's your sister.
Folgers.
You get to decide what happens next. Do you want to do the Love Actually game or do you want to do a lightning round of something?
Love Actually.
I actually don't believe we decide what happens next. God decides what happens when we're
born.
Great,
so we're going to do Love Actually. I want you to try to name all of the couples or storylines in Love Actually. Timer starts now.
How much time do we
have? Wait, what?
I don't have to tell you that.
Wait, all the couples and storylines?
Here we go. We got Prime Minister and the woman he loves who's his... Secretary.
We
have Liam Neeson and his dead wife.
We have Sherlock and Laura Linney, right?
We have Sherlock and Laura Linney's.
Is that Laura Linney? Yeah.
We have Alan Rickman and his...
Sherlock and Laura Linney?
And the woman
not Sherlock,
with the large
the guy who plays Watson, he's in that movie.
Yeah, that's their... They
Freeman?
Have nothing to do with each
Martin
other
Freeman,
in that movie.
The,
you can't just start...
The two porn people.
The two porn people.
You are... casting a wide net. Laura Linney is not the one in the porn part.
No, she's not. She is
Laura
in the movie.
Linney and her brother who's having troubles and the guy from Lost who was in one episode.
Yes.
The very attractive Argentinian man.
And then Watson is in the porn one.
We have the guy, the gangly skinny blonde who goes to America to have sex with January Jones and Denise Richards.
Is Hugh Grant in there at all?
Hugh Grant, yeah we already talked about
okay,
that.
We already
He's
did
the
him.
Prime Minister.
He's the Prime Minister.
We have the little boy and the girl who voices Marceline in Adventure Time. Mm-hmm. We have America and the love for the movie itself.
You're forgetting some major.
Did we do Guy with the Cue Cards and what's...
No, you haven't.
That's the main one. So Newlyweds and Best Friend, Best Man who's stalking the wife.
Yes.
Okay. We're missing, like, I would say three major.
Three major?
Did I mention Alan Rickman and the woman at work who looks like a fish?
Yeah. And then his wife who is...
And his wife who listens to Joni Mitchell while she's heartbroken.
And her brother is Hugh Grant.
Are any of these Laura Linney yet? Because she's in this
movie.
We already did that.
She's in love with the Argentinian.
And you did with her and her brother too.
Paolo.
Now you're just missing like two.
Oh boy. Bill Nye.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The rock star guy. What's his real name? Bill Nighy.
Yeah. Bill Nighy.
Bill Nye is a very different character. Bill Nighy.
Well, it's a different person.
And his manager.
Yep. And now there's one more.
And
unless I'm forgetting one.
Boy.
One more?
Yeah. It's like a major one.
And Liam Neeson.
No.
And the people who took his daughter.
Yep.
Well, yeah, now...
It's another really famous person with a not so famous... I don't know them from anything.
What's the actor?
Male, female?
I'm not going to tell... Well, that's... Well, if I say the actor... Like,
male or female?
Will I get it?
The more famous one is male.
Isn't that always the fucking case, Hollywood? Ugh, so sick of this shit.
Who are we missing?
Who are we missing from Love Actually?
Give us a hint.
Give us a hint, then.
Give us a hint. Crush on this person growing up.
Give us a hint. So it is Roy Orbison.
Are they a British person? An actor? Are they older?
Maybe.
It's Oliver Platt.
What do you mean maybe?
I don't want to give any too much away.
Is it Oliver Platt? No. Is it Piers Brosnan?
Aaron have a crush on? A young boxing girl.
He has
girl.
Been in a movie with Piers Brosnan recently. Mm.
Thomas was Crown. He in Mamma Mia? Oh, is it?
Colin Firth and the woman who loses all his papers, who can't speak English.
God, yep. Colin Firth is a little smokestack, isn't he?
I
like
him in
bad
Pride
boy.
And Prejudice.
Yeah.
Oh, in Bridget
smoke
Jones'
show. Yeah, Smoke Show.
He's a smoke show. But smokestack's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a poison.
Oh. Bonus points if you can guess my favorite storyline or my second favorite storyline.
Is it the one where Laura Linney fucks Sherlock?
Yep. Moving on.
Nice. I got those bonus points. What's your favorite one is the Newlywed?
No.
Your favorite one is Colin Firth.
No. I like looking at him though.
Your favorite
the Prime Minister?
One.
No?
That's the runner-up one.
Okay.
I like how they're just calling her overweight the whole time, and she's stunningly beautiful
as fun,
and perfect.
It's not as fun to try and recall your opinion, which we don't know.
Well, just guess.
Well, this is the same as us guessing all of the plot lines.
Porn one.
Is it the porn one?
I like Martin Freeman
a
lot.
Well, well, well.
Martin Freeman, you little hobbit. You can get it any day of the week, my
little
man.
Little smokestack.
La-la-la-la lightning round.
Ooh.
Lightning on Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
How gauche.
I'm going to give
ghost?
You a game that Adel invented. I'm going to give you the tagline to a movie,
but
and you're going to tell me the movie.
Perfected.
Let it be clear, I invented this.
He invented this.
This is called the Adel game, right?
Oh, wait, before we move on,
yes.
I would like to see a scene, and I want you two to be in a cut scene from Love Actually.
This so is a whole is, cut plot line?
A whole cut plot line from Love Actually.
Okay.
But you're connected somehow by something, but yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Would you like to sample some of this brisket here at this store?
Oh, mate, this is embarrassing. I work at this store.
I work at this store too. How come I've never seen you?
I've never seen you before. Would you like to sample some of this pineapple, Glaze?
Nah.
I don't want any of the brisket either. Fuck off, then.
Hey, we're going to cut real quick. Hey, buds.
Yes?
You are
Which
supposed
bud?
To...
Both Are you talking
you.
To us?
Bud Anderson or Bud Sullivan?
Both buds. Hey, you're supposed to fall in love, so I need the sexual tension
right.
to be turned up to about 100.
Well, all right. Well, this
I know
one
we're
goes
supposed
up
to
11.
Fall in love, but I'm doing my best to fall in love with this guy, but it's giving me nothing.
And
I didn't
action.
Come up.
Can I just say something, Miss Director?
Oh, she called action.
Billy Bob Thornton is playing opposite me right now, which is incredible. Wouldn't he be better served as, like, the American president rather than a grocer?
And action.
Movies are what I love best. Hey, do you want to come over tonight? I'm making a Sunday roast.
I can bring the pineapple glaze if you can provide the roasting.
You know what they say about pineapple?
What is it? They say about pineapple?
They say if you eat it...
Hard on the outside... Soft and yellow on the middle.
I wouldn't call pineapple soft.
I wouldn't call it hard. Ooh, this is hard.
Cut, this is too much sexual tension. I need you to dial
well,
it back.
I mean, let me know and I'll do what you ask.
And see. Okay, we ready for this lightning round.
We need to get celebrities to film that scene and then put it into...
Love Actually.
We don't necessarily need to get the celebrities we mentioned, just any celebrities. It could be...
Tony Danza,
Matt LeBlanc,
yeah. Wilmer Valderrama,
Matt LeBlanc, Wilmer Valderrama, and Tony Danza all filmed that scene.
Have you been reading my diary? All those men in one place. Okay,
Colin Firth here.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Yes.
A family comedy without the family.
Casper. These are Halloween riddles, right?
Family. So this is the movie tagline.
Oh, Four Christmases.
Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. They're making memories tonight.
Oh.
They're making memories tonight. Memento.
Cats.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Fun.
The ultimate romantic comedy.
Love Actually.
Love Actually.
Mm-hmm. Inside a snowflake like the one on your sleeve, there happened a story you must see to believe.
Frosty Snowman.
Inside a snowflake, Men in Black. The whole universe exists inside those two marbles.
What story happens
Sorry.
Inside a snowflake?
Frozen.
Men in Black.
Inside a snowflake.
Inside a snowflake.
In the Grinch. Inside How snowflake. The Grinch Stole Christmas.
That takes place inside
what?
A snowflake?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Who's are inside of a snowflake?
No. What do you mean?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
The who's are inside.
In AJ, everyone
I'm
is
not even joking.
Your head.
The Grinch, the movie The Grinch takes in
place. Does the book take place inside a snowflake?
Yes.
I'm standing up screaming. This takes place. This
you know,
movie
like
takes
Horton
place.
Hears a who.
I'm literally screaming. I'm dying. I'm dead. Fortnite. Dab on my head or scrapes. 420. I'm literally dead.
In the Doctor Seuss universe.
Dab on my haters' presence.
The Whos are really, really tiny and small.
Yes.
And sometimes they're like on a leaf or in like one of those like dandelion things.
I don't know
they're
how I missed this.
Inside of a snowflake.
So how is there, so there's Whos and there's a Grinch, whatever thing he is. What is he?
They're Whos down in
He's a monster. All of these movies
monster.
Are fucking nonsense.
I can believe that those all live inside the community of a snowflake. I believe that biology. How is a dog in a snowflake? Rule me that.
Experience the miracle.
No. Oh, the Kurt Russell hockey movie, Miracle.
Miracle.
No.
Miracle on 34th
Street.
This holiday, discover your inner
Ooh,
blank.
What?
Discover your inner
elf.
Yep.
Yes. Never even seen the
movie. His father, her mother, his mother, and her father all in one day.
Fuck party.
Christmas fuck.
Key party. Oh, how the Grinch stole key parties.
Four Christmases. 12, mm-hmm. 27 just misses.
Yule, like Yule log.
Uh-huh.
Crack up.
Crack log. Yule crack up.
Yule crack up. Fireplace the movie.
What's a comedy from Christmas? Christmas. It's got a Christmas comedy. Oh, yeah. Family Vacation. Got Christmas, Christmas vacation.
Yep. This Christmas, the snow hits the fan.
Okay, so it's a shit.
I love Christmas.
It's a shit movie. It's a shit pun, so.
No.
Oh, The Christmas Trap.
It's the Santa Claus.
Funk.
Mm.
Wait, that's the tagline for the Santa Claus? You know he kills Santa in the beginning of that movie?
That's what I hear.
A tribute to the original, traditional, 100% red-blooded, two-fisted, all-American Christmas.
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
A Christmas Story.
What?
Rediscover the joy of Christmas.
Any Christmas movie. What's the Toys for Tots? What's the Arnold Schwarzenegger one?
Oh, Rediscover. It's the Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
You're overthinking this one. It's A Christmas Carol. He's very naughty and not very nice.
JFK.
Christmas fuck party. Oh, Jesus. JFK, the original Grinch. Oh, sorry, I don't like Catholics. He's very naughty and not very nice.
Oh, Bad Santa.
Yeah, there you go.
Fuck. I was just
there
doing my
glows
Billy Bob
the
Thornton.
Neighborhood.
Speaking of Billy Bob Thornton, mm-hmm. There Glows the Neighborhood, mm-hmm. Christmas Lights the Movie.
Christmas Lights the Movie.
There Glows
Can
the
I see
Oh,
the
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No.
They turned that book into a movie.
That makes more sense. Can you give me just a moment from the pinnacle scene of Christmas Lights the Movie?
Whoop, they're all up. Neighbor, what do you think?
Well, there's nothing left to do but plug them in.
Right, here we go.
And I have my female end. Okay, you got your male end, yeah. Okay, and
sorry, there's too much sexual tension.
Oh, I'm more supposed to work with a person like this. And Christmas.
And Christmas. Where was I? Oh, two dads, one toy, no prisoners. You've already
Jingle All the Way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Journey Beyond Imagination.
Space Jam.
No.
The Never Ending Story.
Journey Beyond Imagination.
Oh, Journey's live album.
You have to get onto some transportation to
Hogwarts.
Right. There you go. Santa's
Hogwarts
brother
is a movie, right?
Is coming to town.
Fred Claus.
You did it.
Speaking of Vince Vaughn, so much.
He did it.
What is the appeal of Vince Vaughn? I'll go against Hollywood's biggest, most darling boy, Vince Vaughn. I'll go against him today.
He tall man.
He's
he
tall.
Friend Jon Favreau. He writes Swingers.
The beginning of the movie, the breakup, Vince Vaughn sees Jennifer Aniston at a baseball game and harasses her. Just straight up harasses her. Just approaches her and is like, where are we going to dinner? Where, you know, what's going on later tonight? Where are we going to end up together? And she's like, ha ha, get away, get away. And he's like, I'm here for the long haul. And your boyfriend's a loser. It's like not charming at all.
And those bad efforts are rewarded?
Yeah, oh yeah. It's called the breakup. He gets dumped.
Good.
And then he played Bane in Batman.
I was born in Swingers.
You are a swinger. I was born in it.
I was born as Jon Favreau's teach.
Gotham. Your people.
Vegas, baby. Vegas, baby. Mikey, you got these claws. You don't know what to do with them.
Owen Wilson's my friend.
His little head is bleeding out all over the eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to help you through this, but you're going to recite together "'Twas the Night Before Christmas."
Okay, I'm going to make this very difficult for you.
And I know that about you. And that's why I saved it to the end.
Okay.
Thought about doing this at the top and knew it would take the entire time.
Okay.
So this is the part of the show where we have to ask the listeners to pause the podcast, pick this back up on December 24th, at around what, like 11 p.m.?
I'd say so.
Yeah, leave your family, leave your stupid-ass family.
Call your girlfriend.
Or right before midnight mass.
Yes.
Right before midnight, as Robin says.
Right before midnight mass when all the good deals go up, mm-hmm. Right?
I love going to midnight mass on Christmas Eve. It's the one time I really go to church every year.
I love my calendar girl.
They make it fun, right? They make it drunk.
Yeah, everyone's like shows up a little bit toasty. Everyone in town is
Aaron,
like wearing
I think that
party
that's
outfits.
Just Boston after 10 p.m.
Oh, okay.
Boston after 10
yeah,
p.m.
Hold on,
a little
I
bit
think
toasty.
You, I think
hey,
might...
when I say 10 p.m., I mean 10 a.m. It's a town full of drunks.
I think you're right.
Yeah, they're all walking the Freedom Trail when I do the thing where I'm smoking weed with my fingers.
Aaron, can you give me just a 10-second chunk, 10-second nugget mm-hmm. of what it might sound like if Bane was from Boston?
Gotham, you're... Oh, God, I don't
want
to do this.
I'm so
tired.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. And this is going to be, of course, a Boston baked bean.
What?
This is a Boston baked Bane.
Bane. Oh,
Boston
Bane.
Baked Bane.
Gotham. Gotham, your people. Gotham. Jesus. Gotham, can you get your goddamn shit together for once? God, go to church, figure your goddamn stuff out. Gotham. Fuck Batman.
You,
okay.
You live in Fenway. I was born.
Red Sox Batman.
Oh, brother.
Perfect.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Although my mom was going to be offended by me saying that about Midnight Mass. Also, they sing Silent Night at the end and they turn down all the lights and it's lovely.
How's that coward Mitch going to feel about what you said about Midnight Mass?
He's just going to be a coward about
he's
it.
He's going to be a total coward.
All right. So
why won't you fight
ready,
me?
He will.
He will. I know he will.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
You know the beginning, so just start.
"'Twas the night before Christmas."
Mm-hmm. "When all through
the Grinch."
Mm-hmm.
"Not
going.
A creature was stirring, not even my wife."
Mm-hmm. What a bad show we do. What a bad job we do across the board. Not even a mouse. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Not even a mouse.
The
not
kids were mouse. Upstairs.
Nope.
Waiting for Santa to crawl upstairs and check on them.
The children were snuggled.
The all star.
What?
Stocking.
The stockings were hung with chimney.
Chimney Delight. Mm-hmm. The stockings were hung with
Chimney Delight. Well, the
no,
kids
we need the last. The stockings were hung with care. Was it care?
Mm-hmm. We should alternate lines.
Okay.
So it was the night before Christmas.
And all through the house.
Not a creature was stirring.
Not even a mouse.
The stockings were hung.
Something
that's
with,
still that's one line by the chimney
by the chimney with care.
In hope.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised. On a chimney is where I spend most
hold
of my days.
You
I'm
did
a stocking.
On a chimney with care.
The stockings were hung on the chimney with care.
In hopes that
Saint Nick
soon
would bring them a bear.
Soon would be there.
The
children.
The children were asleep.
Were nestled
in.
All snug in their bed.
The children were nestled in the bed. Daddy was fucking.
Nope.
But mommy gave head.
Well, visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. It's going to take way
well,
too long.
Visions of sugar plums. I knew that one. But mine is pretty accurate.
We're
going
to do
right?
one more like little chunk.
Okay.
Can we contact our lawyer and see if we can change.
Our lawyer is just JPC and a mustache.
Let's change.
And he will not take our calls.
This artifact of a poem to say that
let's
daddy was fucking
it.
The mommy gave head.
With visions of sugar plums dancing their head. What
dancing their head?
Dancing their head.
Mm-hmm. And I, in my kerchief, had just settled down.
You knew the kerchief part. Was
and
nice.
I,
in
my
I'm
kerchief,
really
had just settled down.
Is that right?
Had just taken a nap.
No. Someone else is wearing the kerchief. And
Ma in her kerchief.
And Mama
in her kerchief.
And I.
And
in my cap.
Yeah.
And I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap.
Yes.
Had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
Well,
that
doesn't
one.
Sound right.
Yeah, it's our brain.
The Halloween episode. When?
Up on the roof, there arose such a clatter.
When out on the lawn, there arose such a clatter. What'd you do next? I.
Popped up the stairs to see what's the matter.
I sprang.
The kids are awake, so
this.
I
sprang from the bed to
see
what
was
the matter.
I got out my gun and
no,
loaded two
no,
shells.
No, no.
It's a stand your ground state, so they'll go to hell.
Yep.
Okay, line by line.
To the window, I flew like a flash.
I threw open the windows and opened the sash.
I
got it.
Tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
Can I have this? I need this
win.
Yeah, you got this. I need this win so
bad. Tore open the shutters and, wait, what is it?
Tore open the shutters and threw up
the sash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The sash being a sign
I'm
to
the
my
mayor.
Local crew to come run that.
The moon. I don't know this line, but I get to say a word I love to say.
The moon was so bright, I could hardly believe.
The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow.
The Love moon the word breast. On the breast of the new fallen snow.
And have we rhymed with snow yet?
Or no, we have not.
It's the moon on the breast of the new fallen snow. Look down at my pants. Why this thing grow?
Yep, and that's the end. I think we did a pretty decent
job. What was the actual
job.
Line? What was the actual line?
Oh, God, it's gone.
Oh, it comes but once a year.
Gave the luster of midday to objects below.
Gave the luster of midday.
Those two last lines feel a little tacked on.
Yeah. And what to my wondering eye should
Wait,
appear
more?
But a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer with an old driver so lively and quick. I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came. And
what
he whistled,
horses?
I don't know, and shouted and called them by
horses?
Name. Now Dasher, now Dancer. Oop, how about you do these? This
okay.
Part. Now.
Dasher, now Dancer, now Blitzen.
Nope.
Prancer,
mm-hmm.
Now Blitzen,
nope.
Donner,
nope.
David.
Hey, it rhymes with Blitzen.
What does it rhyme with? Blitzen? Critzen.
Ditson. Hey, Stephanie.
Ditson.
Ditson.
Hi, I'm Ditson. I am one of the reindeer.
There's a,
what
there's
what
a
are
reindeer.
We doing?
I'm single.
What there's a reindeer doing? That rhymes with Blitzen that's not Blitzen.
Yeah.
Schmitzen?
No.
Schmitty.
Now Dasher, now
Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
Now mm-hmm. Prancer.
Now
Vixen.
Vixen.
There you go. On.
Donner.
Nope.
On. Carol.
On the space thing. On
Elon
Mars.
Musk.
I'm on the Herald team. On
Comet.
Yeah, that's a really inside baseball thing.
Thank you.
On.
Are we talking space? Are we talking
Valentine's
baseball?
Valentine's Day.
What?
Massacre.
On Comet. On.
Kisses. Kisses.
Yep.
Cupid.
On.
Brand.
And then you know these last two.
Blitzen.
Donner and Blitzen.
Donner and Blitzen.
Yep, you got it. Now, to take us out, I'm going to give you a Christmas song. Each a Christmas song.
Okay.
We're gonna go back and forth, and then you have to say a full line from that Christmas song.
Fuck.
Okay.
Ready? Drummer boy.
He had no gifts to give. Purum pum pum pum.
You said it like you're being interrogated.
Is that
like there's a,
is that correct?
A sniper trained
right.
on your head.
Is that sort of right?
He had no gifts for me.
I have no gifts to bring. Purum pum pum pum.
Well, before we move on to the next one,
is it my
I'm going to stomp the yard. Purum pum pum pum.
I want to be the three wise men.
Okay.
And we're headed out. We're leaving the house. We're on our way to meet Jesus.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't find my keys.
What?
I can't find my keys.
Oh, you didn't hear?
What?
That guy stole them at that key party.
Yeah, you didn't hear that? You
not
didn't
so
hear
wise,
the news? that guy stole the keys?
All right,
keys?
Let's just focus on the task
okay.
at hand. We don't need to bring up what I did
okay.
last night.
Plus, you don't need a key to ignite the camel, so let's
so
just
what did
get
you guys
this is the
buy?
Key to ignition. It's not fresh up.
No,
what did you buy for the baby?
I bought, look around, sand. I brought some sand because it signifies time. You know how sand's in an hourglass?
Oh.
Where it's like, it's time for a king to be born. Mm-hmm. So that it's symbolic.
Can I put my name on that?
Yeah. So
okay.
That's from both of us.
That's from both of us.
What'd you get?
I got gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Ooh.
So.
Okay.
Yikes.
Wow.
Huh?
I don't know. I think that's a new baby in
the
world.
Here's an omelet with white truffle, black truffle, and gold.
Yeah, it's a little gauche, don't you think? I mean, sorry, ghost.
I don't.
Look,
I mean,
Mercantrides, we're gonna do you a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we split that gift between the three of us? Honestly, it's gonna make you look like less of an asshole.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm definitely bringing the gold.
Then I'll do dibs on myrrh. Wait, what's what?
So we don't know what frankincense and myrrh is. Why don't we all say the gold is from all three of us, and then we'll do the frankincense and the myrrh, the sand in a bag, and that'll be kind of like a, that's like, this is also, it's with the gold.
Wait. What if, Josh, what if I bring bronze?
Okay.
And you bring silver.
Okay, asshole, where am I going to get silver? Because I don't have any silver.
Gold and bronze make silver.
Sorry.
And Christmas. Your next song is Oh Holy Night.
So we're each supposed to say a line?
Holy
night, no, if, whoever can think of one first.
You come, all faithful.
Nope.
The Christ is born.
Holy night.
It's always sort of with you two.
Holy night, the stars
yep.
are
bright
and
shining.
Yeah,
yes.
Right, you got it.
Nice.
Bright and shining, hurry down the chimney tonight.
The thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Did you just do a fucking audition on our podcast?
Hey, Mr. Producer, Mr. Hollywood, here you go.
I can show you the world.
Morn. Okay.
Bright and glimmering Christmas.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Just you wait,
one.
It gets wetter.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree. I've been coked up for a day.
Yep. And that's great. What do we have to talk about and to plug, friends?
This has been Slay Jingle Jingle. This is At Our Fight. You can come check me out every Saturday at 8 p.m. and 10:30 with the show World News Tonight at IO Chicago. Hey, guess what? Also, Aaron Keefe and JPC are also in that show. So
yeah, you
come
can see that.
See that. And then afterwards, please jump out and say, rah, hello, and we'll meet you. We also have merch at our merch story, which you can find on TeePublic. So search Hey Riddle Riddle on TeePublic and find that. You can find us on social media at Hey Riddle Riddle on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find us on email. We're on email, right?
Yeah, we're on email.
Well, the
you
kids
can,
are doing that. Are kids still doing email?
Yeah, kids love email.
So we're at hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Send us your puzzies. Send us your riddies. Just say hi to us. You don't have to send us anything if you don't want. We'd love to hear from you.
Say hi to us, but you don't have to send us anything. So draft an email to us.
Watch the movie The Breakup.
Oh, God, please no.
Look for me in Wrigley Field.
I do. I kind of wish I had known that when I watched the movie so I could have seen you. You can follow me on social media at JPSoFly on Twitter.
Oh, wait, I want to do plugs for myself.
Oh, did you not just do that for like a solid fucking 2 minutes?
I did it for the show.
That's stupid for you to do that.
I guess I wasted my
time.
You
plugged,
so sorry
for, you plugged World News. You started with your plugs, then you did some show plugs, and you wanted to, what, book it with your own plugs?
All right, go ahead. I'm done.
Right. Yeah. You can also follow me at AddleRefi, follow me at Chump with like a billion fours or something. I don't fucking know.
Chump with four fours.
Something like that.
Addle, did you want to plug your social
no,
media?
No, I'm good.
Okay. At JPCFly on Twitter, at SharkBarkman on Instagram. You can see my bio and see all the things that I'm doing and just say hello and I'll say hello back. And wouldn't that be a merry fucking Christmas for everyone?
Okay.
Aaron.
Follow me on my Instagram, AaronKeefe10, to find out what shows I'm doing. Also, listen to my two favorite Christmas albums this week. You should listen to Nat King Cole's Christmas album and Harry Connick Jr.'s first Christmas album. He did it when he was 26. It's a classic. It's
wow. That's great. Good news for him.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And Aaron, you said that you were, we're all kind of going away for Christmas. By the time this comes out, everyone's going to be hearing this. We're going to be scattered throughout the country. But Aaron, you were going to a pretty far away random destination, were you not?
Oh, yeah. I'm celebrating Christmas on Jupiter.
Good night.
Goodbye. Jingle,
bye
jingle,
forever.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Addle Refai. Starring Aaron Keith.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.